Since 1961, state police in Pennsylvania have been able to use radar to hand out speeding tickets, but municipal police in the state have been denied the same authority. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports a group of lawmakers and advocates gathered in Harrisburg today in an effort to change that.
Pennsylvania is the only state that prohibits local officers from using radar. Instead, they must rely on tools like VASCAR, which involves drawing two white lines on the pavement and timing how long it takes a car to get from one to the other.
Well, obviously, you're not going to be able to use that in the snow. You cannot use certain equipment on hills, on curving. Municipal police need radar.
That is Whitehall Borough Mayor Jim Nowak. Nowak is among a growing group calling on lawmakers to pass a bill that would give municipalities the ability to outfit their officers with radar guns.
We trust them with a gun. We trust them with a taser. We should be able to trust them with a radar gun.
Nowak contends Pennsylvania is the most unsafe state in the U.S. when it comes to speeding because of this prohibition. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration ranks Pennsylvania number 3 in the nation in total deaths linked to speeding and number 3 in the percentage of traffic deaths related to speeding. On top of that, the NHTSA says there are more speeding-related fatalities on local streets than there are on any other kind of road, including highways.
You want your law enforcement agencies to have the best equipment to protect human life, and we need to have this legislation passed.
This is not the first time a bill giving local police the power to use radar has come before the state legislature. Peters Township Police Chief Harry Fricht says he has been a cop for more than 40 years, and this has been a hot debate for every one of them.
I don't know whether we got a better chance this time. They're saying we got a good chance, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Previous bills have been shot down year after year using the same arguments. Topping the list is the concern that municipalities would create speed traps to pad their coffers.
That is so far from the truth. If you'd actually look it up and see the kind of money we get out of speeding violation and then take a look at what we have to pay an officer to go to a hearing if that ticket is challenged, there's no way in heck you're going to make money on these things.
A municipality receives half of the penalty portion of a speeding ticket, which is $35 plus $2 for every mile over the speed limit, not including a 5-mile-an-hour buffer. So a ticket for doing 50 on a 25-mile-per-hour residential street would net the municipality $37.50. According to Mayor Nowak, the average police officer in the state makes about $50 an hour when you add in benefits.
What we're asking for is to stop these unnecessary deaths on Pennsylvania roadways and give law enforcement the tools that they need to enforce the standards that have been established by the General Assembly of Pennsylvania with regard to motor vehicle speed.
The chairs of the State House and Senate Transportation Committees did not return calls for comment as to the possibility of the bills coming up for a vote. The measures being pushed by Nowak simply lift the prohibition on radar use by municipalities. Other bills in consideration would also add requirements that municipalities report how many tickets they write and how much income is generated. There are also stipulations about testing and training, which is another common argument against the local use of radar. Then there is the argument that municipal officers can deter speeding with the tools they already have. Chief Rick says all of those tools have to be on straight roads, and officers are forced to be very visible.
If they see us, they're going to comply. You can sit there all day if you're visible and nobody's going to speed. It's going to happen when you're gone. So the concealment part is a key aspect because they're going to become leery if they know, well, you know what, I can't see them. They might still be there, so I'm going to do the speed limit.
Frick says all he wants is the tools he needs to protect public safety. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.